The true fulfillment comes from within ourselves, from nurturing a strong sense of self-worth and finding commitment in our own company.
Hey, explorers. Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
Explorers, welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, where you and I explore our real self. First of all, thank you so much for choosing this podcast to be your friend. Today, I have my favorite iced Americano with me again, and I'm just wearing some comfy totes with a high messy bun with little bit touch of peach fragrance. I always love perfumes and fragrances. Well, if you ask me that what's so special in today's episode, then today I don't know why, but I'm feeling so loved by myself. That's why I choose today's theme as love myself with my loving mood today. So what do you think about it? Usually in today's world when the question of self-love arises, so many people become insecure and, you know, some kind of underconfident. Like, they start seeing themselves with the view of others, which I think is absolutely normal. There are some point of time, or at some point of time, we are at this point, and even I myself sometimes face this, you know, situation. It's not your fault, you know. So first of all, just ask yourself this, that do you love yourself as the way you are? Like, what is the definition in your view of self-love? But if you ask me, then I think that self-love is a journey that often requires time, patience, and, you know, introspection. It involves accepting yourself as you are, embracing your strengths, weaknesses, and nurturing a positive relationship with your own being. Loving oneself is not always easy, but it is essential for personal well-being and happiness, not just for ourselves, but for our close ones as well. Like, there are always time or phases come in our life where it becomes so difficult that we are not enough, you know, or not capable of it, which is absolutely not always right. Our time doesn't always feel like it belongs to us. We feel like our time is shared with others who have needs, wants, and, you know, many of the requests of their own. The truth, however, is that we all have that same 24 hours. If someone asks you to do something, he's actually taking that out of your 24 hours and putting it in yours. Does it make sense? Are you the best person to do it? Have you built that kind of relationship to justify it? Just ask yourself these kind of questions. To do any of that, however, you have to learn to value yourself so others will too. So first, learn to love yourself. So to overcome these concerns towards ourselves, we will dive into various aspects of self-love, exploring its significance and offering, you know, practical tips to help you cultivate a deeper love for yourself. So let's begin this transformative journey together. We need to extend that thinking to our own time too. Self-care has become a buzzword, but it's not just referring to massage or bubble bath. It can also mean dropping out of a committee so you have time to exercise. You have time to follow your passion. It can be as simple as ditching your daily Netflix habit and working on your long-awaited side hustle instead. Like, I always I'm always busy with my studies and other stuff, but I always try to do with that the thing I love, and that is podcasting, you know. This gives me a true happiness. That's why this is also somewhere a self-care, that you value your passion as well. Looking in the mirror, most of us see a lot of different flaws and remember too many past experiences and failing to love ourselves. The less you love yourself, listen to yourself, and understand yourself, the more confused, upset, and frustrated you will be in life. When you begin to love yourself and continue to love yourself more and more each day, things slowly will be a little bit better in every way possible. To truly understand self-love, we must first acknowledge its importance. Loving oneself is not about being self-absorbed or some kind of selfishness. It's about recognizing our instinct worth and treating ourselves with kindness and the self-compassion. It forms the foundation for healthy relationships, emotional resilience, and overall mental well-being. Self-love helps build the foundation of who we really are. So I don't think if this foundation is not possible, then life can feel shaky at times. When we truly start to love ourselves, things begin to fall into place for us, and life itself begins to feel truly beautiful, which is the way life was intended to be felt. Like, I want to share my experience with this. I started believing that everyone is helping me, and especially God, my parents, and after that, eventually everything started to fall in place. So this is some kind of small experience which makes a very huge difference in my life. This doesn't mean being narcissist, you know. It means building your self-worth and recognizing how valuable you are. It's about being comfortable with who you are, faults and all, and striving to become the best person you can be. That something goes against what others want from you. And society often emphasizes external validation, which can lead us to seek approval and love from others. But the true fulfillment comes from within ourselves, from nurturing a strong sense of self-worth and finding commitment in our own company. In the end, you will have to decide by your own self. So how do we begin this journey of self-love? One powerful practice is self-acceptance, embracing who we are, our flaws and all. Allow us to let go of our unrealistic expectations and perfectionism. It means acknowledging our imperfections as part of our unique and beautiful human experiences. But self-acceptance doesn't mean settling or stagnating, you know. It's about recognizing areas in which we can grow and improve while understanding that mistakes and setbacks are a natural part of our personal evolution and which leads to our great success. When you start accepting of yourself, you tend to worry less about what others think. This helps you view situation with kind of more clarity and makes you less likely to take on harsh criticism of yourself. So another crucial aspect of self-love is self-care. Just as we prioritize this well-being of our loved ones, we must extend that same care and kindness to ourselves as well. Self-care is an essential practice that involves prioritizing our own well-being and nurturing our physical, mental, and emotional health. It's about intentionally setting aside time for activities that recharge and regenerate us, helping us to manage stress, prevent burnout, and maintain a healthy balance in our lives. You know, the self-care can, it can take many forms, such as engaging in hobbies we enjoy, practicing mindfulness and meditation, which is a really good practice to find our inner self from my experience, and getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, exercising, spending quality time with loved ones, like especially your parents, or simply taking moment of solitude to recharge. You know, by investing in self-care, we honor ourselves, cultivate self-love, and create a solid foundation for overall happiness and fulfillment. Now, if I additionally talk about the self-love, then the other thing is self-compassion. It actually plays a vital role in the journey of self-love. We are often our own harshest critics, you know, and learning to offer ourselves the same compassion we extend to others is a powerful act of self-love. It means forgiving ourselves for past mistakes, showing understanding in times of struggle, and somewhere embracing our humanness. Self-compassion is a very powerful practice of treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, especially during challenging times. It involves embracing, you know, our own imperfections, failures, and setbacks with a sense of understanding and self-love. Rather than being self-critical or judgmental, self-compassion allows us to extend the same care and compassion to ourselves that we would offer to close friend or loved one, or we expect from other people. It involves acknowledging our pain and struggles without self-judgment, recognizing our common humanity, and offering ourselves the support and encouragement we need to heal and grow. It helps foster resilience, inner strength, and a deeper connection with ourselves, leading to greater emotional well-being and a more compassionate approach to life. As we navigate the complexities of self-love, it's important to remember that it's not a linear path. Some days will be easier than others, and setbacks may occur. But with each step forward, we grow stronger and more resilient. It's a lifelong journey worth embracing. So as we conclude this episode dedicated to the theme of love myself, let's take a moment to reflect on our own relationship with self-love. Are we treating ourselves with kindness, compassion, and acceptance? Are we prioritizing our well-being and nurturing our own happiness? Remember, loving yourself is not a destination, but a continuous process. It's about finding the courage to be authentic, embracing vulnerability, and recognizing that you are deserving of love and happiness. Embrace the journey of self-love and watch as it transforms your life. Well, I think it's time for wrap up our beautiful discussion here. And thank you so much for joining me on this today's episode of Love Myself. I hope this exploration of Love Myself has inspired you and empowered you to embark on your own personal journey of self-love. Remember to tune in next episode for another insightful conversation on feminism. And yes, please rate this podcast and follow for new upcoming content. Until then, embrace who you are, be kind to yourself, and always remember you are worthy of love. Bye-bye.